After a months-long search, Amazon has narrowed down its list of possible second headquarters sites to 20. The company announced the finalists today. They are Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, Nashville, Newark, New York, Northern Virginia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. Amazon announced its plans to build a second headquarters outside of Seattle back in September. It says the new headquarters will bring 50,000 jobs and $5 billion of investment to the city that is picked. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Any big surprises on that list?
You know, Amazon had outlined the criteria, and they said we wanted a major airport, ability to attract good technology talent, a suburban or urban area with more than a million people. So most of the names on the list absolutely fit that criteria. I was a little bit surprised about Columbus and Nashville because I'm not exactly sure that they have sort of this major airport, but okay, maybe they do. Also, maybe a great surprise, cities that did not make the cut. A lot of people thought Detroit had a good shot at this, and Phoenix. So they didn't make the cut. The only West Coast city, actually, was L.A.
Right.
So going to be interesting to see how this gets whittled down.
Although that doesn't surprise me because I thought, why would they want to build another a headquarters on the West Coast if the whole point is that to have a second headquarters that's different than the first one?
I don't know. Maybe just not to, you know, really ruffle the feathers of this huge marketplace.
Right. Well, but now, what about tax breaks? Because a lot of cities and communities that wanted Amazon to come offered big tax incentives. Did they take that into account? Does it look like from this list?
I think it's obvious. And this is a little bit of the first cut, I think, was sort of the very first piece was, hey, how much money is this going to cost us, right? And once you get through that, and once you get through all, when we don't know the exact details of every single tax break, now the beauty contest goes into maybe the more colorful part of this. Well, like, tell us about your city. Tell us what you're going to do for us. And what they said was that it was very hard to get from 238 to 20. They said they learned about a lot of different communities and they will consider locations for future investment and job creation. I think for the next round now, they may look to have a little bit of the pot sweetened on the money, but also to really dig deep into the data around, you know, these markets, how expensive it is to live in these markets. Because, you know, if you're going to create 50,000 jobs, people have to have a place to live. And I think if you look at, say, the wages and the cost of living, and you sort of look at that list in the big picture, you look at New York and certainly has very high commercial real estate costs, and so does Boston. So, you know, some of those cities might be out based on how expensive it would be for your employees.
Well, maybe they could have the second Apple campus, which Apple, of course, is also announcing that they are going to build a second campus, but they haven't done the same thing as Amazon. They're not asking for bids yet, I guess, or not publicly anyway.
Yeah, they're doing this all a little bit sotto voce, right? They're doing it on the side. I have to say that there is a part of me after covering this and really diving into this that is slightly appalled by a company that is as profitable and rich as an Amazon or even an Apple to understand that municipalities are giving out tax breaks.
Right.
So that's just my editorial there. I know they're trying to do the best for their shareholders, of course.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.